Bluefin tuna is one of the most valuable fish in the sea. A single bluefin tuna can fetch $100,000 at market before it's cut into sushi. But it's been severely overfished, so it's also one of the most endangered fish in the sea. Over the weekend, the International Commission that regulates fishing voted to reduce the quota for bluefin tuna. As NPR's Richard Harris reports, the new quota still allows too much fishing to assure the tuna's survival.
Every year since its inception decades ago, the International Commission for the Conservation of Atlantic Tunas gets together to set fishing limits for the bluefin tuna. And every year, the commission has ignored the advice of its own scientists. It's under heavy pressure from the fishing industry, particularly boats working the waters off Europe, who want to catch far more fish than the scientists say is safe. But this year, for a change, the commission suggested a quota that falls within the range of their scientists' advice. And Jane Lubchenco, who heads the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, says this new quota is a significant improvement.
But it does not go far enough. It's insufficient to guarantee the long-term viability of either the fish or the fishery.
Lubchenco, as a biologist, is passionate about bluefin tuna. And Lubchenco also has a responsibility as the nation's chief fishing regulator to protect the species from being fished to commercial extinction.
Bluefin tuna are spectacular creatures, and we have a responsibility to ensure their survival. We also understand that the survival of the fishery depends on having healthy populations of fish.
The latest deal establishes a new lower fishing quota and also puts in place new rules designed to reduce overfishing. Even so, the commission itself figures even if these rules are followed, there's only a 60% chance that the species will recover by the year 2023.
That's not a high probability, but it's much better than the current probability.
The chances of recovery are based on the assumption that fishermen will actually keep to the quotas that have been negotiated. Joseph Powers at Louisiana State University is a science advisor to the Tuna Commission, and he says the new quota looks okay, at least on paper.
If, in fact, that were perfectly implemented, then, yes, you would start to begin the long recovery process.
But the fisheries, particularly around Europe, have a dreadful track record in implementing tuna quotas. Susan Lieberman at the Pew Environment Group says some European nations do a very poor job of enforcing the quotas.
And there's a lot of illegal fishing going on, again, particularly in the Mediterranean.
She says fishermen sometimes catch twice as many fish as they are allowed under the formal quotas. So even though the Tuna Commission has finally paid attention to its scientists on eastern bluefin tuna, Lieberman is still very discouraged.
I would say it's not really so much a turning point as a baby step in the right direction. I don't know if the bluefin tuna has enough time for all the little tiny steps, but it's better than nothing.
Lieberman says the commission probably went as far as it did because conservation groups, including hers, are trying to get bluefin tuna protected as an endangered species under a treaty called CITES. The government of Monaco has made that a formal proposal. Commissioners hope they could forestall that action if they took serious enough steps at this meeting. The U.S. government strongly supports Monaco's efforts to ban bluefin tuna trade, but today NOAA Administrator Jane Lubchenco was a bit noncommittal about what exactly that means.
Because the meetings have just concluded, we haven't had time to consult within the U.S. government and to decide exactly what our next steps are. We're going to be doing that very soon.
That next crucial meeting for the bluefin tuna is slated for March. Richard Harris, NPR News.